Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
They ain't ready for me.
Thinking about Coach Kente and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mirror of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stands, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life for Endo Dubset. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you, my career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 22. MAN is an acronym, abbreviation, for Music Activism News. And you can reach us here. I know you're looking online. We always appreciate the phone calls, wherever you call from. Hey, we've had people call us from Philly, Detroit. Well, you can use that same number of 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Now, I have three disclaimers to get into real quick. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. You never know, some of our callers call in with info, so you want to have some of that ready, at least. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long because it's an hour-long program, but you will be listened to. Disclaimer number three, which is definitely important. Press 1 to talk, but Blog Talks Worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent and you go back on hold, but we hope that you will take the time to speak. Since I have a little bit of time, I would like to at least give the top 10 artists from a Monday to a Monday, from last Monday to this Monday. KYYM Kim, number one, standing ovation party. Hey, acapella, vocal, all of that stuff. She's number one. Number two, Monica Phillips, a gospel flavor and spiritual rap. Acapella also, an acapella mix at the standing ovation party. More on that later. Sheriff Kilroy, 137 Swish Fan Remix, standing ovation track. More on that later on. Number four, debuting, Humble G and the Afropeans. Humble G and the Afropeans led the walk on the red carpet affair at the standing ovation by having a drum call. Black House Sounds, the hip-hop workshop theme featuring Sheriff Kilroy. Number six, Supreme Honor, Roundtable of Underground Dopeness, a.k.a. Shroud. Number seven, HTS Music. Hey, he supplied the Standing Ovation Sunshine track, the SOS track, that was used a couple of times the past week. Number eight, of course, Ballhead Fred, Kill George Zimmerman track. Banned from YouTube and Facebook. Just free DVDs of knowledge. Anyone who wants to come through for that. Number nine, OPNENT, returning back, of course, into this countdown. And number 10, Hip Hop Workshop DJ, DJ Dollar Rock. Cabaret coming up. More on that later. Pick to do the mom and pop. Old school meets new school bash that's coming up. Hey, we'll get into a little bit more on that very shortly, but that's our top 10. Hey, before we go and play another track, I just would like to take the time, send out a prayer. Have to send out a prayer to, of course, GMS Shakespeare. He lost his father the past weekend, and on Father's Day weekend, that just says it all right there. So we definitely want to send out a moment of silence. Wow. And, of course, I want to let people know, because you have to give out information. If you don't give out information, you know, you're in trouble. So with that being said, I want to let people know, should they choose, you can come join us at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's our meetings that we have. The Black on Black Crime meetings are on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at, of course, 14715. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront. Hey, it's right across from the shrimp boat that's over there, the shrimp boat building. It's 14715. You'll know where we are. And also, for those who need something else to listen to, see, now you're seeing why you need to write things down. It's the Art McCoy Radio Show that airs Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, or that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. www.thefreemorning.com. So, you know, I'm letting you know certain things that's going on, and I'm giving you one of the first announcements of things that's upcoming, and I want to let people know about the Glenville Festival audition this Saturday. Last one, Glenville Festival audition this Saturday, June the 21st, noon to 3 p.m. at Corey United Methodist Church on 1117 East 105, 1117 East 105th Street between St. Clair and Superior. It's right on Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. For more info, 216-761-5151 or 216-240-4182. Tell them you heard it here. Now, here's a warning. Radio edits only. I was the first to actually audition last Saturday and was stunned that at a family festival where the judges stressed no negative lyrics, grinding or crotch grabbing, that someone actually grabbed their crotch and spoke off behind the smoking weed. She was quickly removed. So, you know, that's my way of giving a little bit of a fair warning to what's going on. You know, before I get into, of course, the standing ovation party, I think I'll take the time to play one of our artists who was there, none other than this week's number one, K-Y-Y-M Kim. Be right back.
Say what?
God
And, of course, that was KYY Kim. I know everybody's, like, tired out from that standing ovation party, which I'll get to shortly, but I think I need to let people know. See, that's why I tell you they have something out to take down the info. That Mondays, 2 a.m., so a few hours ago, Mondays, 2 a.m., is the Butters, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, and also Sundays, 8 p.m., on the 1. That's Jazz, Funk, and Rare Grooves on 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. And I'm also going to take the time, since I can do that, and I'm thankful to be able to let people know of different events that's upcoming. I think I should let people know that the Midnight Flex ENT, presents, and this is something that's coming up this Friday. It presents the After Father's Day Old School, New School Bash, featuring Hip Hop Workshop's own DJ Dollar Rock of Down Solid Entertainment. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. There's a dinner included. So this Friday, June the 20th, at the Kinsman Square Party Center, 3224 East 93rd off Kinsman. So for tickets, dial up 216-694-8910. That's 216-694-8910. And I just thought I'd let you all know that. As a matter of fact, while we're on the subject of
Bubba, love your song.
I love you.
Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News. And, of course, you can call in here to 646-478-0944. And if you're trying to get those tickets, for, of course, the Midnight Flex ENT presents the After Father's Day Old School, New School Bash, then it features, of course, legendary hip-hop workshop DJ Dollar Rock from Down Solid Entertainment. $10 tickets with the dinner included. You can dial them at the correct number of 216-205-2586. 216-205-2586. As a matter of fact, I want to go into something real quick. And why did I play Monica Phillips and KYYM and all of that? Well, before I get into that particular phase of it, I definitely want to point out to people that if you choose, there is tonight, SOTC Radio tonight, 89.3 FM, 1 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org, and then, of course, on Saturdays, 216 Radio, that's Saturday midnight, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. Now, I want to talk about, it was a beautiful event, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Standing Ovation Party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland, which happened at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex. Now, I just want to let people know, we had a full room, 300-plus people. You also had people there in a table to sign petitions against those red light cameras, which was beautiful. I mean, they had a lot of signatures. I also want to point out that this standing ovation event, the same song that I used to enter into the Glenville Festival auditions, I was blessed to get a chance to do that. It's called Standing Ovation. And she has music provided the music for that. And, of course, I got a chance to use that track. We had entertainment from Badiva, Solo Poet, Kim. Of course, you also featured Monica Phillips. Beautiful job done there. And Sister Marion Clendon. And I want to also throw out there that Lainey Woods and Silver B, they gave the introduction to the honorees who walked the red carpet. And after that, there was a Soul Train line where roses were given to all women. And we also featured, of course, Humble G and the Afropeans. They did, of course, the drum call for that event. Music was done by DJ Squirmin Herman. And, you know, I just want to point out something. If you have, like, four different artists with CDs and the CDs don't work, is it really the artist's fault or is it the DJ's fault? I mean, it might be time for legendary DJ Squirmin Herman to kind of, like, hang up the turntables. But the beautiful thing was, and this also goes out to artists, we had one in particular. She ended up doing a third track because somebody requested it. But when you're told how many songs to do, this is for people to learn out there who listen to the show. Stick to that format, because when you don't stick to that format, you don't know whose time that you might actually bump into or throw a program out of whack. So even when requests come, you can let your fans know, hey, there'll be a different time to hear me or this, that, and the other. So it's just little learning lessons. But the beautiful thing about the event was it was in memory of Margaret Barberino. That's right, my big brother JB from EC. His mom had passed, and Mama Porter stood in for his mom to at least receive that. And, of course, Luana Miller. And then also, more than six decades of community service, Judge Jean Morrow Capers, Judge Sarah J. Harper, Valerie Robinson, and, of course, the mothers of the women of Imperial Avenue, Adeline Atterbury, Florence Bray, Barbara Carmichael, Luvinia Cobbs, Tennis Fortson, Virginia Herndon, Drew Long, Pollard Family, Mary Turner, Joanna Webb, Yvonne Williams, and then, of course, the community activists. I'll take the time to call their names. Ada Avery Hart, Jolene Banks, coming in from Akron, Brenda Bickerstaff, Valerie Bickerstaff, Donald Brown, Janice Chambers, Laura Cohen, Priscilla Cooper, Marcellus Cox, Sharon Denan, Lillian Davis, Sandy Furco, Loretta Ferguson, Shirley Finney, Tiffany Fisher, Norma Freeman, Regina Hannon, Sheila Hannett, Danita Harris, Joyce Hood, Roberta Jackson, Geraldine Johnson, Michelle Knight's family was well represented. Deborah Lee, Linda Lancey, Brenda Lopez, Betty Mahone, Christine Mahoney, Marcia McCoy, Joanne McWhorter, Teresa Miller, Genevieve Mitchell, Barbara Patterson, Yvonne Pointer, Nancy Royans, Ruth Stratford, Cheryl Wagner, Dolores Walton, Angela Williams, Christine Wilson, Sheila Wright. The Gina DeJesus family was there to represent Gina, as well as Amanda Berry's family was there. If you notice, I'm not going to call city county or city council members, which those ladies were definitely to be honored. So our federal representative was to be honored. Ohio representatives were to be honored as well, the ladies. None of them took the time to come through, which kind of tells you a little bit about what, well, some may think of certain things. It's easy to remember that during election time, but that's for a different program, different story. But it was such a beautiful event to see people representing all, when I say all, I mean all faiths, all colors, coming through to represent the courageous women of Cleveland and beyond. No woman there left without a rose. And that's a beautiful thing, as the men stood around and gave a standing ovation at the red carpet. As a matter of fact, I have to give a shameless plug to, of course, the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period. You can see things on that as well. And before I go in and play another song, I want to definitely give out one more thing. I'll give out a station that you can take in and let people know that Hood Tunes Radio, usually Hood Tunes Radio is on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., same phone number of 646-478-0944. That's Cleveland Standard Time, 8 p.m., Music Business 101, and also 646-478-0944. That's Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. That's International Politics Broke Down to a Local Level by, of course, EMAX, the Image and the Mindset. I also want to take the time. There you go. Get out your pens, pencils, laptops, smartphones, all that. We're going to get into mobile traffic cameras. From today, June 16th to June 30th, these are the following locations. See, I'm giving you time to get to them. Mobile traffic cameras can be found and avoided on 2300 block of St. Clair, 2400 block of East 55th, 3200 block of West 65th, 1500 block of West 25th, 800 block of East 140th, 66th and Fleet Avenue, East 177th, Bellevue Road, 4100 block of West 150th Street, 12500 Berea Road, 15700 Lorraine Ave, 76th and Clark Ave, 22nd and Prospect Ave, 2600 block North Moreland Boulevard, West 104th Street in Madison, and 21st and Clark. Had to do that. You all needed to know that information. And now I'm going to take the time, since you already have that information to work with, before I come back through and bother you with a couple of other things to get into before we end off, I'm going to play a brother that, of course, was handing out videos of knowledge of self and a few other things as well, none other than my man, Ballhead Fred.
Throw my hoodie on for this. BHP, check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the rape for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga. This ain't soft, creepy ass crack. I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's what white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power
to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they're scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn, I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn the cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yo, yo. Kill George Zimmerman. Let's fight him in murder. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. Let's fight him in murder. Kill George Zimmerman. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't trying to get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, shed the enemy's blood and screaming mo murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. Yo, when the fuck, when nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga, pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Kill George Zimmerman. Just fight him in murder. Kill George Zimmerman.
Sounds of old school at its best, and new school as well.
Wow. And again, please give us that information one more time, one more again.
Yes,
I want to make sure they heard it.
Yes, sir. Midnight Flex Entertainment presents the After Father's Day Old School New School Bash, Friday, June 20th, 2014, at the Kinsman Party Center, 3224 East 93rd Street. The time is 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. BYOB. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And on the wheels of steel, you got yours truly, Breaking Them In 1 and 2. With like the George Foreman knockout. DJ Dollar Rock on the ones and twos, giving you uppercut, left jabs, and everything in digital stereo.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, you made it into the top 10 this week. We know that you have something coming up in July as well. Mom and Pop, the old school meets new school. And if you can
take the
leap. Go ahead, and if you can just let us know.
At the Fantasy Nightclub. At the Fantasy Nightclub. Dollar Rock, once again, going to be burning them up on the ones and twos, bringing your old school at its finest. Now, most of these DJs out here say they got old school, but I guarantee once I get done with them at the Fantasy, they going to know what the old, what really old school is all about. I'm going to go all the way back to 1978 with when the Disco 4 came out with their first song on Enjoy Records. That's how far back I'm going to go back on them. That's
right.
I have hip-hop songs that came out even before Rapper's Delight. That's right, on Enjoy Records, courtesy of Bobby Robinson. Yes. One of the main guys who discovered Grandmaster Flash was this main man named Bobby Robinson, and I will be playing those songs. One of the songs' name is Super Rapper Number 2 by Grandmaster Flash. Bringing them to you. That's the way I'm going to be bringing it.
Hey, if people want to get in touch with you again for your DJ services and for what else, like the tickets and things like that, let them know where they can reach you.
All right, y'all. Everybody, 216-205-2586. That's area code 216-205-2586. And don't be bashful.
Thank you so much for that phone call. If you hold the line, I think you might appreciate a couple of things you're about to hear. Thank you so much. And I want to let people know, definitely, the follow-up, serious inquiries only. Before I get to that 786-488 phone number, and then I'll be getting to that 216-906, if you can give me at least, I'll tell you what, give me at least, I'll say 2 minutes. I would like to thank all the following who came to support my performance at OPN and Shroud Show at Tucker's the past Friday night, which includes the legendary DJ Dollar Rock of the Hip Hop Workshop, Pete Paragon of SOTC, Slav Gotti of Hood Famous TV, Latasha Glover, Miss Moon, Colleen Coleman Bray, Mama Porter, JV from EC, Brother Stokes from BMA, Ballhead Fred, G Ice of 216 Radio, Sexplicit, Mr. Yancey from Who Has the Power Radio, T Rilla, Ray Shark, King Swisher got a chance, of course, to do their thing. So Ray Shark and King Swisher definitely got a chance to do their thing. They were on schedule. But a lesson to be learned is the show didn't start on time, in due part the artists not feeling like performing early, like they were supposed to. In other words, some artists pull the classic, I'm a major star mentality, instead of following through with the agreed-upon schedule. As a result, a person like me, who would start a show, whether it's two people in the room, had to wait because the other artists didn't want to start, which posed a problem. Now, one problem is that the longer people wait, or they waited, they couldn't wait to leave. So once artists started performing, after their act was over, their fans left, which made it bad because the headline acts had no audience. And to set an example, I went on, gave my performance slot so that the headline might at least salvage something. Now also, to any artist who has a drinking problem or thinks it's cute, being drunk on the mic doesn't help. Here's some facts, and I know DJ Dollar Rock knows about it. Because you got to think about this. How many drunk international artists who are making money have you seen in concert? Let's think about that. How many drunk international artists have you seen in concert? Jay-Z, George Clinton, R. Kelly, Drake? Now, it was unfortunate for me to still receive phone calls concerning people being stunned by remarks that a certain individual might have made about Trayvon Martin or barmaids, which could pose a problem for a club being put out for an organization that I have the utmost respect for that organization. So let that be a lesson that if, and here's something to think about, if you have a problem, deal with it or cut back on alcohol completely. Let's go to that 786 phone number that has been on hold. How are you out there?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, the 2014 NBA Finals was exciting and very disappointing, depending on who you wanted to win. The Spurs are very dominant on offense and defense. They absolutely made the Heat look like a subpar ball club. I truly believe that the Spurs were the better team in the beginning, but as I went on to go, it's just like they were just too dominant. But the X factor was Kawhi Leonard and the way he slowed down LeBron James. He's the main reason why the Spurs won the NBA Finals, and he's the reason why he's the Finals MVP. In the NFL, there is still no ruling for All-Pro receiver Josh Gordon for the Cleveland Browns. He failed a drug test and was expected not to play the whole season. But at this point, they have no decision for what they're going to do. Brian Hoyer is going to be the starting quarterback going into the minicamp. But at the end of the day, I believe Johnny Manziel will start by week two. Today's sports history. In 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers. In 1993, Michael Jordan scored 55 points in the NBA Finals against the Phoenix Suns. There was a weekly sports report. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
I thank you very much for calling in. I really do. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you a question, and that question is, I know we talked about it before, but do you think that, like, Cleveland fans are just getting their hopes up for something that probably won't be, because now a lot of people out there saying they think LeBron's coming home?
I believe that it all depends on these next upcoming weeks and months, I should say, because basically I believe that it's a chance, but I really can't see him leaving. But the way the finals went, there goes that chance, because you've seen Dwayne Wade, he averaged about 9 points for those three straight losses. Chris Bosh, he wants to win as many rings as he can. But I believe if the Cavs can get Kyrie Irving to sign that max extension and then hopefully trade off, I believe they should trade off the number one pick, Kevin Love. I believe there's no reason why LeBron James wouldn't give Cleveland a shot.
Okay. I thank you so much for that. You heard it here, and I appreciate you each week calling in. It's nice to have a young talent who's doing excellent in school, doing excellent in sports as well, and the commentator work. We appreciate that.
Appreciate you too, sir.
All right. As a matter of fact, before I go to our next phone caller, 216-256, you might find this next thing very interesting, because it's kind of like the part two that I promised, and I don't like to leave things on hold, so if you give me about 2.5 minutes to three, last Friday, six Cleveland police officers were arraigned in connection with November 29, 2012, murders of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams in 137 shots. Brelo is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter, which is a felony. Now, facing misdemeanor charges of dereliction of duties are Sergeant Daly, Sergeant Coleman, Sergeant Dunnigan, Sergeant Wilson, and Lieutenant Eden. Now, it's funny that 100 That's right, 100 cops showed to support the police on trial, but sometimes we had a hard time getting 20 people to support the families of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Now, the day before, last Thursday, an arbitrator ruled that Sergeant Dunnigan should get his job back after he'd been fired for his role in 137 shots. The same arbitrator ruled two former officers should be restored to their positions. In other words, the city of Cleveland's non-handling of the tragic events, the pat on the wrist, firing of one sergeant, and two others demoted, was considered too harsh. Recently, the Supreme Court ruled that police may use deadly force, that's right, deadly force, on motorists who leave them on high-speed chase, even if cornered, meaning the car is stopped. Now, that does apply to an Arkansas case, but in a lot of cases, from the Supreme Court statements to Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinney, they either knowingly or unwittingly, yeah, okay, anyway, make statements saying the police should be held to different standards because they have to make split-second decisions. That goes back to why I said last week that I would get into this week. Why police don't end up being charged. That does kind of explain it to a degree. To further get into it, it was reported recently Cleveland police killed 32 suspects in 61 shootings since 2000. All were ruled justified by prosecutors, grand juries, or police department brass. Recently, attorney Patrick D'Angelo, who represents the six arraigned cops, said prosecutor McKenzie used sound bites to punish the officers of 137 shots and that they were political footballs. That's why we need to keep pressure in the streets, the ballot box, and look for those who know lawsuits, i.e., you can go on Facebook and check out Pastors Thompson or TUA, the ultimate advocates of East Cleveland. They've been filing lawsuits. They know about lawsuits and how to do those type of things free. Everything from red light cameras to you name it. And our own prosecutor, last word, felt 12 cops were within the law of 137 shots. That's a scary thing in itself. As a matter of fact, before I go to anything else, they say I don't give information. So for those still on the line, you're looking for something to do and you want to get out early, well, spit boxes tomorrow, 8 to 9:30 p.m., free before 9:30. So if you get to, of course, 3327 West 32nd Street, Sackett, off of West 25th, Miss Clinton will be performing. You have Big Boy, MC, Producer Battles, a Power Cypher. For more info, you can go to hoodfamousgv@gmail.com or 216-202-GMS1. And after 9:30 p.m., it's $5. So you can come in there beforehand. Because of the subject I just got into, I'm going to play this track. You'll understand why.
Black on black, black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties, and organized cop killers. So I'm Caucasian and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The rubber twine jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and flipping the top. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system too shady. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's crazy, take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We watching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beast? Where's the beast?
And real quick before I check our phone line, I just want to let people know, see that information time? If you need to, you should try to check out that on Blog Talk Radio, Who Has the Power Radio. And that's the Mondays at, of course, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with a phone number of 914-338-0665. I got a chance to be on that earlier this evening, so that was a blessing in itself. And then, of course, you can check out Blog Talk Radio, type in Board and Wrestlers Radio, or go to Facebook, Contagious Board and Wrestlers Radio. Let them know that you heard it right here. I'm going to see if somebody wants to speak for about a minute and a half or two on this 216-906 phone number. So that's a 216-906 phone number. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this evening's discussion? You're on live.
Good evening, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I wasn't going to say anything, but I decided to just let everyone know who didn't attend the Standing Ovation Celebration. You missed a lovely event. We need to do something more often to celebrate the women of Cleveland and let the courageous women know that they are appreciated and that someone has taken notice of all that they've gone through and how they survived and triumphed over their circumstances and situations.
Thank you so much for that. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Because we appreciate it.
Oh, no, that's it.
Well,
that's
thank
all.
You. All right. Well, if you continue to listen, I think we might be able to get into something for you as well on that note. We were able to play earlier a couple of ladies who performed, such as Kim, Monica Phillips, like we say, at least a real DJ called in, like DJ Dollar Rock earlier, and it was nice to at least take that in. So since we have DJ Dollar Rock also still listening, I'm going to send out this next particular thing out to him, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, it's more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip-Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip-hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out-of-town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Swap Gotti, and Monolithic Representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels Again. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com, Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And since this next song has the word love in it, Brother Emax, the image himself, have a safe week. Peace.
Jackson.